What is up, my love, and welcome back to the 1% Woman podcast. Today we are talking all things perfectionism, the hot topic of perfectionism, the human condition that is the root of all evil, all internal suffering for so many of us, especially us high achieving 1% women girlies out here. So I'm really excited to dive into today's topic. There was actually a quote that I read in a book by Brené Brown. She wrote a book called The Gifts of Imperfection, and I have a few different notes that I'm going to be chatting with you guys about in this episode from that book, from Brené Brown. But the one quote that really stuck out to me was, she said, "I think we should be born with a warning label, similar to the ones that come on cigarette packages. I.e., caution, if you trade your authenticity for being liked, you may experience the following. Anxiety, depression, eating disorders, addiction, rage, blame, resentment, and an inexplicable grief." Like, come on now. Does that not describe perfectionism so perfectly? That when we are trading our authenticity for being liked by other people, or our authenticity for approval, as I like to say, that is what causes all of our internal battles. That is what builds those internal gremlins. That is the internal suffering that a lot of us face. So today I want to give you what I am calling the perfectionist playbook. Exactly how you can start to overcome these internal self-imposed limitations that are holding you back from your potential. How you can start to quiet that inner critical voice in your head and start to be really proud of who you are and build that inner sense of self-worth and enoughness. How you can stop performing and start showing up as your true, most authentic self. The truth is, there is a lot that I feel like the personal development space has wrong about healing perfectionism. The positive affirmations, the positive thinking, the love and light, celebrate yourself stuff, like all of that is avoiding the actual problem, you guys. The problem you're facing isn't actually perfectionism itself. It's what your perfectionism is protecting you from. Perfectionism is like this shield. It is like a protective shield that you are wearing to hide the pain that is held deeply inside. It's the avoiding by masking yourself, by performing, by pleasing, by proving. Brené Brown again says it perfectly. When we spend a lifetime trying to distance ourselves from the parts of our lives that don't fit with who we think we're supposed to be, we stand outside of our own story and hustle for our worthiness by constantly performing, perfecting, pleasing, and proving. Like, she says it perfectly in that quote. So at the core of perfectionism is a deep desire that you have to meet some type of ideal with the assumption that once you meet that ideal, it's going to make you feel more accepted, loved, enough, or worthy. Whether it is accomplishing the perfect body, or perfect business, or perfect relationship, or perfect social media feed, or perfect life, as a perfectionist, you are projecting this idealistic image of yourself as a way to hide and protect the parts of yourself that don't meet this standard, fit this mold, or are deemed quote-unquote not enough or bad. Perfectionism comes from this intense fear of inadequacy within yourself, internally feeling like you are not enough, that you are not worthy, so you must hide. It is also a deep fear of what other people are going to think about you, right? It is an attempt to control their perception so that you will be more loved by them, so that you will be accepted by them. However, I'm sure that you've experienced this paradox that being loved for a fake version of yourself doesn't really even feel like love at all. So is it even worth it? The answer is no. So the truth is, we cannot begin to overcome our perfectionism without, number one, healing the internal pain and shame from the parts of yourself that is protecting those internal parts. And number two, changing our perception of perfection, changing our perception of the perfect self, releasing and letting go of the perception of other people. And so that is what this playbook that I'm going to share with you guys today is going to help you do. But before we dive in, I want to quickly go over some of the ways that I feel like perfectionism is holding you back, could be holding you back. Some of these may be kind of obvious. Some of these may be like, oh my gosh, yes, that is really resonating with me and I never really realized it. So first and foremost, the first way that perfectionism may be holding you back is you have too high expectations. And because you have too high expectations as a high achiever, as an ambitious woman, as a 1% woman, nothing ever feels good enough. And you're always continuously pushing and proving and performing and feeling like you need to meet a higher or different standard. Having too high expectations constantly puts you in the place of not enoughness or not feeling worthy or imposter syndrome. And so we need to bring those expectations to a more realistic place for yourself. Number two is you are taking extreme approaches in order to see success or to achieve something. So you have this all or nothing mentality that is putting you in these unhealthy yo-yo cycles that is ultimately plaguing your overall self-trust and confidence, right? Because you're in these yo-yo cycles where you are constantly sabotaging yourself because you are in this mentality of all or nothing, taking extreme approaches that are never actually going to work or be sustainable long-term. These perfectionistic black and white thinking approaches. So that is number two. Number three is you are externally motivated. You care more about how things look externally than how they feel internally. This is causing a lot of self-abandonment and a lot of betrayal of one's self. In order to appear a certain way, you are compromising your actual authenticity or what actually feels aligned, your internal alignment, because you are externally motivated. Number four is you have an attachment. You are overly obsessed with the outcome. And because you're overly obsessed with the outcome of something going exactly the way that you need for it to go, you are hyper-controlling and it's causing a lot of internal stress, internal overwhelm. You need for it to go the perfect way or to have the perfect outcome. And you're super hyper attached to it, which is causing that perfectionistic, obsessive, stress, overwhelm nature that you're experiencing internally. The next sign is procrastination or paralysis. So you have this internal lack of self-trust. You're overthinking and overanalyzing everything because it needs to be perfect. There's actually a story that I heard, who said the story? Alex Hormozi told this story about two groups were put in this kind of like study. One group they were in like an art class, and one group was told that they need to make the most perfect like pottery mold. Another group was told that they need to make as many pottery molds in a certain period of time as they could. And what they found by the results is that the group that made as many pottery molds as they could actually made higher quality pottery molds. Not only did they make more, but they also made pottery molds that were higher quality than the group that was told that they just needed to make one perfect one because they were overthinking and overanalyzing everything. And because of that, they made more mistakes along the way versus just trying and failing and continuing to do something over and over and over again. Practice makes quote unquote perfect, right? Having that mentality, breaking out of the patterns of procrastination and analysis paralysis, as I like to say, and building trust within yourself. So that is number five. Number six is that you are internalizing results. Basically, this idea that you are good or you are bad based off of your success or your failure. So for example, in my business, I know I experienced this a lot, like based off of how my business was going, whether I was making a certain amount of money that month or clients were succeeding or not succeeding, I internalized that as a reflection of myself. That affected my identity and my self-image, that I was good if I was making more money, or I was good if I was losing weight, or I was good if my clients were succeeding. And opposite, I was bad if those things weren't going well. We are internalizing our external results to mean something about us, to mean something about our internal self-worth and self-image. That's number six, I think. Number seven is avoiding novelty. So basically, this is the idea that you're choosing what is safe and familiar, even if it's uncomfortable, because it's known. So you are keeping yourself safe. By avoiding novelty, you're keeping yourself safe from the potentiality of like revealing some type of imperfection or flaw or mistake or failure that you are unsure about. Like our brain is always going to choose the known because it's familiar versus choosing the unknown, the novelty, because it may reveal some type of, we may fail. It may reveal some type of flaw or mistake or imperfection within us. We don't know what the outcome is going to be. And that is petrifying to especially us who are perfectionists. The next one is next sign that perfectionism may be holding you back, or way that perfectionism may be holding you back, is numbing. You could be subscribing to numbing behaviors like eating, sex, drugs, alcohol, overworking, like these numbing behaviors that are getting in the way of your authenticity, connection with your emotions, or even other people, setting healthy boundaries for yourself. Like, you are subscribing to forms of escapism because there is such a disconnect from your authenticity. And there's so much pressure that you are carrying to need to appear perfect. And as a result, you are just numbing yourself away from it. So that is another way that perfectionism could be holding you back. And lastly is you feel like you don't belong. Like, there's this feeling of isolation and loneliness. There's a big difference that Brené talks about between belongingness and fitting in. Fitting in is changing who you are in order to fit the mold of who you think you need to be accepted by a group. Belonging requires you to stay true to your authentic self, to accept who you are, because if you are abandoning yourself or betraying yourself in order to try to fit in, well, of course you don't belong, because the first thing that you need to do in order to belong is belong to yourself. Staying true to yourself, to your authenticity, accepting yourself, embracing the imperfection. That is how you begin to feel like you belong, by actually allowing your humanness to come out and to be seen and to be experienced and to be loved and to know that you're worthy within it. So if any of that is resonating with you, the Perfectionist Playbook is literally going to change everything for you when it comes to your identity, your self-image, your self-confidence, your self-worth, your enoughness, your life, your relationships, your business. All of it is going to transform when you start to reclaim these parts of yourself that you have hidden in your shadows and used perfectionism in order to try to protect. All right, I'm really excited to share with you guys this four-step process, because this is the process that I've used for probably about over a year now, honestly, to do a lot of this inner shadow work. And that is the work that is truly going to break you free from perfectionism. I'm actually going to be hosting an entirely jam-packed masterclass all about the shadow self as a whole. Perfectionism is going to be one of the biggest key themes and topics that I'm going to talk about in that masterclass. So the link for it is going to be in the caption below. If you are resonating with anything that I'm sharing today and you want to go even deeper on into this four-step process of the Perfectionist Playbook and even apply it to other shadow parts or other shadow selves, then you're definitely going to want to tune into this masterclass. I'm also going to be giving away 3 months of free one-on-one coaching to two lucky winners who do register for the masterclass and apply for the scholarship. So definitely make sure that you take advantage of this. This is a big birthday special that I'm doing that I'm really excited to offer to you guys. So I just wanted to plug it in here before I continue in today's episode. But without further ado, let's dive into the Perfectionist Playbook and this four-step process that is literally going to heal so much of the internal turmoil or suffering that you may be facing by this desire or this need to appear perfect. So the first place that we're going to start is a whole freaking lot of self-reflection. We need to access the parts of yourself that you are protecting by trying to appear perfect. We need to access these parts of yourself that are in pain, the pain being shame. So the most common emotion that is underneath perfectionism is shame, because shame is an intensely held painful feeling or experience of believing that we are flawed, and therefore because of that flaw we are unworthy of love, belonging, and connection. So like I said in the beginning, a lot of perfectionism is built on a fear. That is what shame is. Shame is all about fear. It's fear that people won't like us if they know the truth about who we are, if they know about our past or our beliefs or our struggles. We even have some shame or some fear about what if they know how amazing we are. And all of this is driving perfectionistic tendencies. The thing about shame, and the reason that shame gets such or become so such like a dominant controlling emotion in our self-image, in our identity, in our life, is because number one, we all have shame. Shame is not reserved for those who survived terrible traumas. We all have shame, but worst of all is we're afraid to talk about the shame. And the less that we talk about this shame, the more control that it has over our lives. Just like with every other shadow, the more that you take this part of yourself that you feel like is unworthy or unlovable or doesn't belong or isn't enough, and you shove it and you suppress it and you neglect it into your shadow, you aren't able to fully be free of it. You aren't able to fully break away from it. It's going to find a way to show up in your life subconsciously. It is subconsciously going to control you because it is seeking and needing your attention. And so that is how perfectionism is manifesting in your life. All of those other like 9 things that I said are some ways that perfectionism may be holding you back. That is the subconscious way that the shadow is showing up in your life and potentially sabotaging you from fulfillment, from success, from your potential, whether that is in business or life or health or relationships. So what I want you to ask yourself right now is, what part of me feels unworthy, unlovable, not enough? This part of you that is coming to your mind right now, this part of you is the shadow. And the story that you have around this part of you, why does it feel unworthy? Why is it unlovable? Why is it not enough? That story is what animates the shame that you feel. And when you can start to understand this story that is causing this emotional wound within you, we can start to change it. We can start to release the story, rewrite the story, and find some freedom. All right. But step number one is all about reflection. It is all about creating a lot of awareness around what the pain, what the shame, what the fear is that is driving the protective pattern of perfectionism. The second step of the playbook is to release this emotional wound, is to release the pain and the shame by building shame resilience. So like I said, we all have shame. Shame is part of the human experience. It's not about not having shame or not feeling shame. It's about being resilient to the shame. It's about being able to recognize that shame and move through it in a healthy way while still maintaining our internal sense of self-worth and authenticity. It's about starting to learn how to change our self-talk, starting to learn how to overcome these fears by feeling safe within ourselves, by feeling safe to be authentic, by feeling safe to take the leap, to take the chances, to fail, to be rejected, to be judged, feeling safe to have the courage to do these things. So how are we going to start to release some of this shame, some of this, these negative emotions that we're holding around these parts? Number one is we need to have and learn how to build a lot of self-compassion. Now, compassion, I think, gets a bad rap or isn't completely and fully understood. Compassion is not about kind of like settling. I think as high achievers, we think that, oh, if we're compassionate, we're just settling. No, compassion is about allowing yourself to fully understand the context in which this pain or this shame has been built and understanding the layers that you need to add to support you within that pain or within that time. It's about truly just being able to zoom out and see from a very neutral lens what happened or what's kind of going wrong or understand the context within this flaw or this imperfection or this insecurity or this inadequacy or this mistake that you're potentially holding some shame around. So compassion is all about being able to release the negative salience or the negative emotions or the judgment that you're holding and see it from a very neutral lens and know that it doesn't need to mean something negative about you. Another way to release the shame and negative emotions is through forgiveness, learning how to forgive this part of yourself or learning how to forgive others who were involved in the creation of the pain that this part of yourself holds. The other way to release is to practice reparenting this past version of yourself. Where did you learn that this part of yourself was unlovable or unworthy or not enough? Who made you feel that way? When did you start to feel this way? That inner child within you needs to be reparented. And again, the goal within this release phase is to be able to let go of the emotional wound, those negative emotions, and the old story that you're telling yourself about this part of yourself that is making it feel unsafe or unworthy or unlovable or not enough, and being able to now see it from a very neutral lens, being able to accept it for what it is so that now you can move forward and grow from it. And you don't need that protection of perfection in order to hide it, which now moves me to step number 3 of this playbook, which is now starting to redefine this part of yourself. Redefine what used to feel like a flaw or mistake or imperfection or something that was unworthy within you, and now starting to see it as for the potential gifts that it holds. So an incredible example for me of a flaw that I have redefined is the part of me that is an introvert. And when the part of me that was an introvert held pain and held shame, it made me feel really lonely and isolated and insecure and scared to use my voice and speak up for myself. Versus when I could release the pain and shame of that introverted part and now see it from a very neutral lens, I can redefine this part of me, this part of my internal personality that is authentic to how I operate. And what feels fulfilling to me is being more of like an introverted being. And when I learn to redefine this part of me, it allows me to set boundaries that I need and feel empowered by the boundaries that I'm setting and feel worthy within setting those boundaries and prioritize my alone time to recharge and not see it as something that brings me FOMO or that makes me a loner or that comes from a place of me not being fun to be around or not having friends. No, that's not it at all. It's actually just me protecting my peace, prioritizing my alone time, and picking and choosing very wisely who I do spend my time with, surrounding myself with people who make me feel comfortable being my authentic self, who do fill my cup, who want to have a deeper relationship that's not just surface level. Actually allowing me to learn how to love my own company, love being alone with myself. Like, there are so many gifts that have come from me really embracing this part of myself that is an introvert. That being also being able to explore the part of me that's an extrovert, right? So step number 3 of the perfectionist playbook is redefining the part of yourself that used to hold pain or shame and accepting it so that you can grow from it or change it or see it or view it or integrate it within your identity and personality from a very empowered place. Every single part of you has a gift. You just have to find what that gift is. The reason that you are struggling to see the gift within that part is because it's holding on to shame or pain. And when you can release the shame and pain, you can start to redefine and see that part from a very neutral place, you can start to redefine it. And that's like one of my most favorite parts about personal development and healing work is it's not necessarily about changing these inherent parts of yourself. It's about reclaiming them and redefining what they mean to you and about you so that you feel safe to fully express them. Which leads me to point number 4 of the perfectionist playbook, which is now revealing this part, letting this part of you be seen that you used to feel like wasn't good enough or wasn't worthy or was a flaw or was inadequate. Like, you need to let this part express, let it be free, let it be seen, reveal it, because it is a gift. And the more that you're able to show up within your life as your most authentic self, the more fulfilled that you're going to be by the work that you do, by the relationships that you have, by it all. Learning how to reveal your authentic self, I think a huge reminder to me is that authenticity is not something that you have or don't have. Authenticity is a practice. So this level of the playbook, this fourth level of the playbook of revealing your authentic self, know that it comes over time. Know that it comes over time and it comes with practice. Practice makes perfect. Practice of being your most authentic self makes perfect, makes it easier to show up unapologetically, authentically. And so really letting yourself be fully seen in places that you do feel safe to do so, where there is this sense of unconditional love. And the more that you do that, the easier that it becomes to let yourself be fully seen in places that haven't felt safe in the past, or that are potentially maybe a little bit new or threatening to you, or that you do find that you often shell or hide or get shy, or don't speak up, or don't use your voice, or don't set your boundaries, or subscribe to perfection, or feel like you need to put on this mask or performative nature. Practice taking off the mask, and practice burning it, and practice being who you truly are. And again, that comes with time, and that comes with practice. So I hope that this was helpful for you. I mean, when you start to use this playbook to heal your perfectionism from the root, you start to do the self-reflection, you start to release the internal shame, pain, and emotional wound. You start to redefine what that part means to you and about you, and you start to truly let yourself reveal your authenticity unapologetically. There is so much freedom that can be experienced from that. You're going to learn how to accept yourself so much more fully, so that your imperfections no longer plague your self-image or put limitations on your identity, so that you can truly achieve your full potential here. You're going to start to really know who you truly are and be able to build a life from your core values, on from what really matters to you, instead of who you think you need to do or what you think you need to be. I think I said that backwards. Who you think you need to be or what you think you need to do. You're going to be able to prioritize your authenticity over approval. And bonus points, you're going to be able to appreciate other people's authenticity and whole selves for who they are as well, because you are giving that gift to yourself. You're going to be able to stop procrastinating in your life and your business, or waiting till you feel like it's the perfect time, or you feel good enough, or you feel worthy, because you're able to embody that right now. And the last thing that I want to leave you with here, because this absolutely rocked my world when I kind of came to this realization for myself, is that the greatest achievement in your life is not becoming the perfect self, as we are told or taught or are made to believe. It's actually cultivating so much unconditional love for yourself that the perfect self can no longer survive within your identity. When you have unconditional love for every part of yourself as whole, every shadow, every gift, every weakness, every flaw, every strength, every imperfection, every mistake, every achievement, when you can love it all, the full spectrum of who you are, the full human that you are, the perfect self can no longer survive within your identity. And within that, you can only access your authentic self, your authentic identity. You can then access your higher self, very different than your perfect self, which is a whole nother conversation for a whole nother episode. That's the life's greatest accomplishment, in my view, in my opinion. And I'm really, really, really excited to dive into all of that with you guys on the masterclass, The Shadow Self. So if you do want to join, make sure that you click the link in the description box below, register for that. It also gives you the opportunity to apply for 3 months of free one-on-one coaching with me as my little birthday celebration, special deal, bonus. Thank you guys so much for tuning in today's episode. If you resonated, I would really appreciate any support that you could give to the podcast, whether that's a 5-star review, leaving a comment, sending this episode to someone that you know needs to hear it, sharing this with your friends, your family, your followers, whoever it is. Your support of the podcast really does mean the freaking world to me, and it allows me to continue to show up for you guys on multiple weekly basis, bring some incredible guests on here for you guys. I'm so excited for what we have in store. Thank you guys so much for tuning in, and I'll talk to you next time. Bye.